Okay, Simon Kofi Zion. We'll start with Sifkot New Phase. Just the random, it's this Simon is about random dinim in the halachas of halachas basic. Let's say somebody has to feed his kid chametz. You should give it, you should lift up the kid, bring him to a guy, and the guy should feed the kid. And the Akum should give him chametz. And then Yisrael should pay him afterwards, right? Only after the guy feeds him should he pay. Yisrael should not give a kid chametz. I don't think this is too common nowadays. Then, of course, it's pashut that everything is butter if the tinok has a sakon. You would give a lishtay sachala. This is the famous thing, with to drink challah from a behema that a guy eats, from a guy feeds his animal chametz. There are those that are aser, yesh matir, and there are those that are mat. Shemer nafshe yachmer, that's somebody who shemer nafshe b'machmer b'prat, but makom shenogu lesser chalila la'ater. If it's a minig, that's aser, so then chalila to be matir. This is like one of the most odd, I'm just calling odd, odd halachas that you have.
So you tell people like that some things are. Like some people have chumras and they say, oh, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. And an animal eating chametz, and then you taking the milk from the animal, that's gonna make chametz. That's chametz, right? So it's interesting halacha. But again, it's a machlokes, so it's tali. Normally, what we do say is that if the animal had things other than chametz, meaning which is normal because we have water or grass or et cetera, okay.
This is where it comes to buy milk and eggs before.
Exactly. That's why the meaning is to buy eggs and milk before Pesach because of this. Even though nowadays it's really not Nageya because. The milk and the eggs was produced before Pesach, usually. But anyways, the kosher animals get fed non-chametz, as far as I understand it. Okay, Simon Kuv Yud Ches. So preparing for the Seder. So, Aleph. You should try and get nice wine. For the mitzvah of arba chosis, v'im yesh benimtza yain adom yofel k'maya lovan, and if you have red wine that's as good as white wine, v'gam hu kosher k'maya lovan, it's as kosher as the white wine. Mitzvah v'yosem v'lovan, it's a bigger mitzvah to have red than white. Almost sounds like white is more chashuv, the way it sounds right here. Even though, if you ask any wine connoisseur, red wine is definitely more chashuv than white wine. Shenamar al tera yain ki yisado. Right. Do not look at wine that is, meaning it's don't look at wine that's red, which is don't over consume red wine. So you see, mashma shechashivusa sheyayin hu kishu adam. The chashivas of wine is when it is red. Right, now you ask any kid, and they're going to say, well, the reason why we're supposed to have red wine is because of the blood. That's not the main reason, as we see right here. It is not the main reason. Right? The main reason is because of that red wine is more chashuv. Right? Va'oid l'fishiyesh b'zeichel l'dam sh'yapar shechet yalde b'nei Yisrael because he shechted the yalde b'nei Yisrael. But that's not the main reason. Right? The main reason is because red wine is more chashuv. That's why for those that take white wine and they put a little red wine in, it only takes care of one reason. Takes care of the reason of the blood reason, but it doesn't take care of the main reason, which is that red wine is more chashuv. Medina Shaumas Tipshim Uschalim Lahalal Ali Lishkarim. And if you have if you're in a community, which Baruch Hashem we don't have nowadays, you have a community where they have blood libels and they say that they're drinking the Goyish of blood for the Kaisis. So then Nimnu Melikrach Yain Adam LePesach, then a person should make sure not to have red wine, you should have white wine. Karpas for the first dipping, which is karpas, which is parsley. It's better to take celery, because celery tastes good when it's raw and a parsley does not. What's the best thing to take for karpas? That's to take a radish. I think most nowadays take potatoes. Right? I think so. That even though he has he's saying really it should be parsley or whatever. Okay, whatever your family custom is, that's what you do. Give a tamcha. For the tzayruch you have to take chrein. Given shu charif, and since it's very sharp, you find the ribeisen. So meaning it almost sounds like going to the kitzur, you still have to take a bite out of the maror, which would mamish. I think that would be painful. But so what do? You're allowed to grind it up, which definitely weakens it. Rakshi Yizaru, you should be careful, Shalay Yafik Lagamri, that you shouldn't totally make it pogum. Right? Don't to totally make this whole thing make it pogum. Right? No, 1 second. Sorry. Fine. But yesh lefarach kishabayin bebeis haknesses, and the time that you're supposed to make it to grind it up is when you come from shul. Shetzir then ayin leel, then you have to do it with a shinui, because you're not supposed to grind things up on Yom Tov unless you do it with some sort of shinui, especially if it's in large amounts. Ubeshabbos asurin, you can't if it's Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to grind it up. You should grind it up before the night and hide it till the night. It's better to take chazeres, which is salad, right? Which is what we call that stuff, romaine lettuce. And that's easy to eat, and that's also called maror. Lafi. Meaning, why are you yaitza with romaine lettuce? Plenty of people are having romaine lettuce all year round. So why are you yaitza? It's not bitter. So the answer is that it is bitter. The part that's in the ground is bitter. Some say that it eventually will be bitter. We just pick it too early. Either way, it's from the family of bitter fruits. So mavela is not a problem. The yaitza hanikra Bullshin, Charchavina. These are all those types of foods, whatever those vegetables. Okay, so I don't know. This year must be an in thing to have some sort of allergy to the vegetables, because a lot of people are asking that they can't. I mean, women. They can't have maror, they can't have lettuce. So what should they have? So you have this whole list here that the kitzur brings, right? Yeah, and does and all that stuff. So ain't them shchichim, they're saying, either way, they're not common, he says, in his medina. Nowadays, you can get anything. Kol aminim sheyotzim v'em mitzdarfen zem zeh l'kazayis. They all combine with each other for a kazayis, which is not so simple. Meaning, can you take a half a kazayis of horseradish and a half a kazayas of what do you call it? Romaine lettuce. So the kids are saying that you are allowed to do that. Right? Some say that you can't because you need to have one taste cancels out the other taste. Yotze, whether it's with leaves or with stalks, but not with the roots. Like there's a little roots that branch off each in each direction. But the main root that's where they grow, even though it's hidden in the karka, that is part of a stalk. It's better to take the pieces that grow out of the ground. Because some say that what's in the ground is called the root, even though it's really not the root, but it's under the ground. The leaves have to be moist. But the stalks, the yotze, whether it is wet or whether it's dry. You can't cook them and you can't soak them either, or pickle them, or whatever they call it. Okay, Dalid. So, Tsarashia of Zechel Letit. It needs to be thick, Zechel to the mud. B'shashu Tsarach Litol Asamar Yishpach Zechel Yayin Ochaimet Shia Rach Zechel Adam. So, you want to put in some wine, vinegar, or whatever it is, that it should be a Zechel to blood. B'gam Shia Roy Litol Roy, and it should be right to be Toilin. You should also make the charoses with fruits that Klai Yisrael is compared to, like figs. Under the apple trees, that's where they had the babies without being said. Shkedim, not al shem shoshakar kodesh baruch hu, eitz lasos, that Hashem, that Hashem brought the kates, the end of the mendigula. Tzarach lita in besaychay tavlin adayim lutevin. You should put in spices that are similar to grain, like kinema and zangwill, cinnamon, and ginger. Shtein nidachin hotek hetev, that are not so ground up. Yesh ben chutin kemoi teven, and they have like strings, like grain. Zechel teven shayi begav b'seichatit, as a zecher to the grain that they ground up with the mud. Shabbos le yishbech haseyayin oy achaymes haseich achroitzes kitzorach lasis b'shinui. On Shabbos, you got to do it with a shinui, because because otherwise it's lush, because you're getting all the foods to combine with each other. What you do is you do it the opposite. You take the charoises, put it into wine. Same way when you make oatmeal on Shabbos, you're supposed to do it the opposite that you normally do. That's mea melech, the salt water. Even when Yom Tov doesn't fall on Shabbos, yasam erev Yom Tov, you should make the salt water from erev Yom Tov. And if you do make it on Yom Tov, you need to do it with a shinoi. First put the water and then put the salt. And the Mishnah Berurah says you do have to, you can't put it together as normal. Okay, whatever it is, a machlokes about that particular halacha. Okay, we will stop there. And everybody should have a fine night.